So before we get started, let's turn to Susan Riggs. Susan, tell us what happened as part of your family last weekend. Right, so marriage of Julie with Chris, so that's great. That's good news. Kathy Eckbreth, let's turn to Kathy. So Kathy came to the office this past Thursday with a Santa hat on, and she gave us the staff gift. And we talked about it last week was the Sunday of Joy. So there's great joy on behalf of the staff. There's so much joy in my life that I lost my voice praising God. But thank you so much, Doolin congregation. It was one of the larger of gifts that we've got. Each year it gets a little larger. So for me, that's just that you're happy. So, you know, when it starts to go down, I have to think, oh dear, something's not right. But thank you for your love and care. Falls Church News Press. Anybody look at it this past week? We were in there twice. Can anybody tell us how we were in there twice this week? The AIDS Walk, that's right, on page 12. So Ben and I are in here for the AIDS Walk. Isn't that a great picture? We sent it in the week before and it didn't make it. And I got a little nervous. But they made room for us this week. So Ben, thank you. There's Ben. Thank you again for that. It was great. And then we have in here our church ad for Christmas Eve for tomorrow. So you never know what to expect from Doolin. I have preacher friends that they kind of tease me. They say, you're always in the Falls Church News Press and Doolin's always in the news press. And I say, well, if you turn stuff in and do something, you can do the same. So, but anyway, we want to be featured here for everybody. So the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, they do a word of the year. And who knows what the word for 2018 was? Justice. It was justice. There was an editorial about it in the Washington Post. There was an editorial about it in the Wall Street Journal about how justice has kind of bubbled up of people looking at it through Google or through internet searches. There was a 74% increase this year in people Googling or searching for the word justice. And so I thought I would share with you some of those words of the lookups were queries. Investigations of the Department of Justice. The Supreme Court Kavanaugh hearings for Justice Kavanaugh. President Trump tweets used the word justice. There was the criminal justice bill that was recently approved and voted on. The Mueller investigation. The term obstruction of justice was queried many times. Concepts of social justice, such as immigration, racial justice, the Me Too movement, economic justice, poverty in our nation. And then I was driving down Route 7 on Friday, and I was reminded of the dialogue that took place when the school change was made to Justice High School. So we see justice bubbling up. And when we think about justice, I thought about Mary and her message of what we know as the Magnificat. So let's talk about Mary for a minute. I have learned not to tease about Mary. I was in a graduate class at Catholic University a few years ago with a bunch of monks and priests. And I made a joke about Mary. And they let me know that Mary, in their tradition, is not one to be joked about. And so Mary, we have, Mary we pretty much see as she carried Christ's baby, had this baby, and then moves, carries on in life. But Mary, let's look at who Mary was. Mary was a young woman. She was poor. I was reading this week that a good analogy of where she was from would be would be similar to Appalachia. So those of us who have been to Appalachia with poverty there, that would have been what Nazareth would have been like. In Mary's time, women had little or no value. Their value increased when they had children, especially boys. So that's who Mary was at the time. And she is visited by this angel. How many times is she visited by the angel?
Three
times. So the first time, the angel just says, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." And there is no response in the scripture of what she says. It says that she was perplexed. She was probably annoyed. Who is this person? We don't know. This angel probably didn't have wings flying around. But she just let it go. The second time, the angel comes to her and says, "You're going to have a child." And she's like, "How is this going to happen? I'm a virgin." She realizes that storks are not the way that babies are brought to Nazareth. And so she has to think, you know, what is this all about? And then the angel responds and says, "The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you." And her response is, "Let it be. I am a servant of the Lord." So imagine if we had such an encounter with an angel, what would have been our response? She said, "Let it be. I am a servant of God." She goes and visits Elizabeth. They have this encounter there. And then she sings this, says these words to what we know as the Magnificat. And the choir is going to be singing those words for us in a little bit as part of our the offering today. And the words of the Magnificat are ones of justice. That Mary is saying that God is going to be here to help those that are oppressed. God is going to be here for the poor. God is going to be here for those that have needs in their life. God is not going to take care. God's going to take care of those people that are oppressive because of the power that they have in their lives. God is not going to have anything to do with them but to take care of these people that are on the lower spectrum of society. And look at who God chose to bear God's son. But this maiden called Mary. So I was thinking this week about how we at Doolin Church have justice in our ministries here. Ministries of generosity, ministries of love, ministries of help, of compassion. And I was thinking about the ministries that we have for our Christmas offering. And I was thinking especially of the Redbird Mission. Redbird is in Appalachia. Persons there are able to get Obamacare, but dental health is not a major feature of Obamacare. And so through our funding, we're funding a dental clinic so that kids and adults can have dental care that normally they would not have. That, my friends, is social justice. I think about how our Christmas offering goes to support the homeless shelter down the street. That is social justice, providing 12 to 15 people a place to sleep, a place to be with one another when it's cold. They can come inside and they can have a meal together at night and in the morning. That, my friends, is social justice. Another example is Brother's Brother, which Dr. Beyer has come to speak to us about. And this is where they do medical containers to send all around the world. He goes to Central America and performs surgeries on kids that normally would not be able to have surgeries done. I think about L'Arche, persons with intellectual disabilities, and that is social justice. There's a, if you go down Washington Street near Columbia Baptist and Christ Crossman, you'll see a new house that is going up, and that's going to be a group home for persons with intellectual disabilities. They tore down that awful old house, and they're going to build a nice new home for persons with intellectual disabilities. So those are just some of the ways that we at Doolin Church reach out to help others. And let me close with an annoyance that I had this week. So we're at first service, and one of our disciples I knew was with the commerce department. And I said, are you furloughed? And he said, yes, I'm furloughed. And you know, where is the justice when we are the richest and most powerful country in the world, and we can't have our leaders come together to fund our government so that people can have work? And he said, you know, it's not so much about me, but he said it's about the people that come in and clean our building, who are on the lower spectrum of the GS schedule. And it's Christmas. It's the end of the month. They have to pay their rent for the next month. It's just, I wonder if people think about that. And I was distressed to see that the Senate went home. I just don't think that's right. I don't think it's right that politicians go home to their regular homes when people living here can't work and can't pay their bills. Something is very wrong. And when we hear about revolutions taking place around the world, it's these kind of problems that create that. It's people's response to an injustice that they see being taken upon themselves. So that's just a little appendage to the sermon. And at the first service, I said, did anybody believe in that? And they kind of did a rousing thing, so I felt good. I don't have to do that with you. but, you know, that is a justice issue for me. It's a justice issue, I think, for the church. So we just pray that politicians can get their act together and do what needs to be done to help all of us work together. So with that, we will close this sermon. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.